the book Hebrews, verse 339, on Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, a full book, nearly 800 pages thick. Also the handbook that we are using in our study, the Revelation of the Book of Revelation, which is unequivocally, believe me. You can obtain the book by calling me at my WhatsApp number, or if you have a question or something to share, plus 27 international code for South Africa, my number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We're going to continue Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16. The Apostle Paul says, but to do good. The Apostle Paul says to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifice, Yahweh is well pleased. What? The sacrifice of blood and lambs and doves and sheep. I worship thee, O Elohim, thou art all that please. I worship thee. What does he want? He doesn't want the blood of animals. He wants us to give ourselves in worship. Lift our hands. He says, lift up holy hands unto Yahweh, our Elohim. Hallelujah. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice, Yahweh, our Elohim, is well pleased. Why will he be pleased? Because the moment that we lift our hands and worship him, it means we are part of Yahushua's body, where he is the head of. And that to Father Yahweh is much pleasing. Why? Because he has given his son 2,000 years ago for us in order to come to repentance. That's why in Hebrews 7, you can go back in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 7 verse 18, he says he made the 613 laws to none because of the unprofitableness of it. Ay, 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 ay. There's no profit in any of the laws. He is not pleased in any of the laws. He wants us to worship him every day. Obey them that have ruled over you. Now he's speaking to the congregation, Apostle Paul. He says, obey them that have the rule over you as part of the body of Yahushua. Even in this 21st century. And submit yourselves The best leaders are those that from young learn to submit under authority. Look at all the apostles, apart from Judas Iscariot. Look at them all. They were fishermen and craftsmen. Apostle Luke, he was a physician, he was a medical doctor. But he said, to be able to rule is able to submit. In able to become a leader, it is him or her that has learned to submit. And that's why we, as Yafist in this 21st century, we are so set in our minds, is to submit to the leading and the teachings and the guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh. Obey them that have ruled over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your soul. As today, as people were watching over us when we were young, when we were walking the path, being trained in the gospel, being trained in the eschatology, there was other spiritual leaders that Yafas placed there that watch over us. And so do we today are set in the place where we have to watch over the Yafas. And that's why we do this ministry, doing this recordings of these studies till midnight, in order to be able to watch over your soul. That's why Yafas placed us there. I want to say he's placed us as gatekeepers, guiding over your soul, watching over your soul, want to feed you with the bread of life and with the good spiritual things. For they watch for you as they have must given account. We are need to give account of every soul, that they may do it with joy. And that's why we do it with joy. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory, and not which grieves, for that is unprofitable for them. We don't do this to see what we can get out of it. We do it because of the love that Yahweh Almighty has given unto us, that He has provided for us in our lives every day, every day. And that's why Apostle Paul says that daily they were added to the congregation. And we today can shout hallelujah, praise unto Yahweh, because we see how daily people is added unto this revelation message, this Bible study group universally. Pray for this ministry. Pray for this ministry, that souls can come to repentance. And if you are in a financial position to help support this ministry, please do. We also need finances, and this is all I'm going to say. The Bible says that Yahweh pleased with somebody that gives. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, and this is so. That's why I never beg for money or anything. We have a good conscience. In all things, willing to live honestly. We need to live accordingly. We need to live in the way that Yahweh wants us to be. He says, pray for us. We pray for have a good consciousness. In all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you that rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now that I is Yahashua. Iglesia is a capital I. One of the few places they got it right. That I may be restored to you the sooner. Yahweh wants to be restored in our lives. He wants to just not have a temporary base to function from. But he wants us to be mounted upon the foundation, which is his resurrection blood. We have an opportunity to make a difference in the lost world. People today is dying in their sin, living in church traditions as it was carried over from generation to generation. Not coming to the revelation word that we have the privilege in 2026 to understand. Not just understand it, but have this revelation in living it. Knowing that it's from Yahweh El Elohim. How grateful are we supposed to be? To be able to have what we have, to share unto a lost world. People is seeking for answers. People is seeking for something to hold on, or someone to hold on. People out there have become tired of tradition, worshipping idols made of stone and brick and steel and wood. Today's terminology, fiberglass. While we have the opportunity to share with them what was shared with us, where we became partakers in this great message of salvation. Yes, it took time. Everybody don't just accept it in the same way, but just taking it and running with it. It takes time with people, hanging on to the tradition which was delivered unto us. I mean, we were taught God, Lord, Jesus, Yahweh, Jehovah, and we didn't understand. We didn't translate the Bibles. We didn't review the Bibles. We'd hang on what was given to us from generation to generation. But I'm so thankful there was a day in my father's life after he came to repentance that he started to study the words. Study the revelation word. Because he was in the traditional church and he wanted more than the church could offer him, and that's why he became a student of the word. I'm so glad we have a Bible college where we train pastors, men and women, but we have a college all over the world where people is participating in the Bible school, not as a student, not with a student number who writes exams every quarter, but they are called word students. They don't do it for a diploma or a degree. They do it for self-knowledge. That's man and woman that has a desire to have the knowledge of the revelation word. And knowledge, they know, because I teach people that knowledge is power. My father taught it to me. Knowledge is power. And what you have, nobody, if you have it up here, nobody can take it from you. what I steal with my eyes, it sounds funny, but what I steal with my eyes, nobody can put me in jail for. Because that becomes knowledge. The moment that we get into the revelation knowledge, that is even more greater than anything else. And that's where the Yafa through the Ruach HaKodesh just open our eyes unto the gospel of salvation. Verse 20. Now Yafa is peace. That peace must be a capital P for peace. That brought again from the dead our Yafashua. Yafa is peace, capital P. He brought again from the dead Yafashua. The great shepherd, capital letters G and S of the sheep, we are the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Everlasting, capital E, capital C for covenant. He gave us an everlasting covenant called the New Testament, the covenant of grace, and I'm ending here, which is written in the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Is written in the blood of Yahushua until he will come for his bride. Until tomorrow morning, his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.